This one I'm going to call Why Chuck is Right. And it's a more rational one. This is my mind. This is my knowledge. This is what I know. And the reason why I'm calling it Why Chuck is Right is I know Chuck is a good father and I know that Craig is a good father. But with Craig and as little as Harrison is, believe me, I've been there, and it doesn't quite seem the same when they're that age. It's such a wonderful age, and all that time that Craig is going to spend with Harrison is going to just be great memories. But I feel like I have something unique here because I have two girls, just like Chuck has the two girls. And my two daughters are about exactly the same age difference as Chuck's two girls. And I'm about 10 years, almost exactly, older than Mr. Tomasi. And my daughters are just about 10 years older than Julie and Lisa. There came a point when my oldest daughter was getting into high school that I gave up something that was very dear to me. It was singing with the local opera company. I had been singing longer than anything else in my life, longer than I'd had any other job, longer than other influences in my life. My mother had passed away by this time. There were just all kinds of relationships with the opera that were longer. I actually met my wife through the opera company, but I was missing too much. There was a point a few months back where I almost called up Chuck and gave him what I call the Peter Pan speech. You remember in Hook, where there's that point where Robin Williams, as Peter, is living the life of the stock trader. And his wife, Wendy, looks at him at one point and says, "Peter, you're missing it." And Chuck would talk about new projects that he had, and I was ready to give him a sit-down talk and say, "Chuck, you're missing it," because believe me, I realized it. I gave up singing with the opera company because I was missing too many things in their lives. And now they're grown up. My oldest daughter hasn't quite left the nest yet. We're lucky enough, she's in her first year of teaching and she's still living at home, saving money before she goes out into the world. My youngest is in university now, but it's not going to be many more years before they're gone. They're not going to be here all the time. It won't be family vacations anymore with them. They're going to have their own families. And it's precious, precious time. There is one difference, my friends, between Bill Gates is the third richest man in the world. And Warren Buffett, who I think is still second, and that Mexican telephone magnate that I can't think of his name that's actually supplanted the both of them as the richest man in the world. And the lowliest beggar in the lowliest caste on the streets of what we Westerners used to call Calcutta. And that is just like the song from the Broadway show Rent. 525,600 minutes. Every single person on this earth lives 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And that is the one currency that we all have equally. And the time that Chuck is going to spend with those girls is precious, precious time. And it goes so fast. And I'm proud of you because you have done the right thing. and I'm going to miss you. So much for this being the one that's about my head and not my heart.